There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers Production Studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown Cleveland. Hi again, everybody. And welcome to Cavs HQ. Yes, the calendar has turned. We are into the month of August as we eagerly await the schedule release of the NBA training camp just around the corner. And this week on Cavs HQ, while we wait for those things, Jim, we're going to have a very special show. We're going to talk some baseball with the two guys that keep the Cleveland market in the state of Ohio entertained all spring and summer. On the baseball side of broadcasting, Hammy and Rosie, Tom Hamilton and Jim Rosenhaus from the Guardians Radio Network are going to stop by and pay us a visit. I'm really looking forward to that chat.
Yeah, I am too. We all started out with baseball. And when you realize that you can't hit a curveball and you get hit a couple times in your hip, then you go to other sports.
So Amy and Rosie, just okay. One of the great tandems in baseball across MLB, will stop by and pay us a visit. And towards the end of the show, Denver Nuggets assistant coach Ryan Saunders will pay us a visit. Something very special going on in Brooklyn Heights today. So, and Ryan Saunders and the Saunders family will be a part of that. So we'll talk to Ryan Saunders before we wrap things up. So we've got a busy show ahead. Stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, continues after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Let's get back to Cavs HQ celebrating the Cleveland Guardians with the radio play-by-play team of Tom Hamilton and Jim Rosenhaus. Once again, here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
And indeed, we do welcome you back. Great to have you with us on Cavs HQ. And as you just heard from Marty Allen, what a special program we have lined up this week. Kind of that tweener time in the NBA League, with, of course, Summer League having been completed. The schedule will be released here in another 10 days or so, and training camp about a month away. So let's talk Guardians baseball, but not game by game, the 23 season, but just overall with the two guys that are the soundtrack of summer here in Cleveland and really throughout the state of Ohio, Tom Hamilton and Rosie, Jim Rosenhaus, Hammy and Rosie, who make up the Guardians Radio Network. I can't tell you how excited I am to have you guys join us here on Cavs HQ.
Well, it's an honor. Thank you, guys, because we love you guys all winter long.
Great to be here. Fun to walk over here and talk a little basketball maybe and some baseball.
I'm sure we'll get to both of those topics at some point. And I was chatting with each of you before we got started. Hammy, 34th year with the Indians / Guardians. Jim, now in your 17th year. Hammy, I'll start with you. 34 years ago, did you ever think you'd still be calling Major League Baseball? What a run it's been.
Yeah, you just hope that first year you're not fired. And then after every year following that, you're hoping nobody's recording you between innings. So.
I've had that happen.
But an amazing run,
well,
and with the
you.
Same organization.
Well, and you know what? I've really had great ownership to work for. First, it was Mr. Dick Jacobs and Dave Jacobs, and now with Mr. Dolan. And, you know, when you love where you're at, we love the city. We raised four children here and couldn't think of a better place to raise our kids. But, boy, we all know in this business, loyalty is hard to come by.
That's right.
And they've been very loyal to my wife and I, and there's never been any need for us to look anywhere else. We know how blessed we've been.
And, Rosie, you're the classic story of a guy that worked at every level of baseball to get to the major league level.
Kind of to echo Tom in terms of working for great organizations, there are horror stories for different situations in the minor leagues, but I was fortunate for the three teams I worked for, tremendous owners who are just great to work for, and then the general managers who taught you the game and the operation and how it all worked, and maybe a little bit of radio along the way too, and just great people to work with. Mike Sarbaugh is a great example. He was the starting shortstop on the first team that I was a part of in 1991 down in Kinston.
Wow.
Single A, and now all these years later, I see him every day as a coach here. So that's kind of fun when you have those kinds of things happen.
A guy that I know is a big fan of you too is my broadcast partner on the Cavs side, Jim Jones.
Thank you, Tim. Tom, I didn't know you were from Wisconsin, but I should have known that because of the milk ring on the side of your face there. I should have picked that up. But Faithful, we've been reminiscing about Wisconsin sports, and I'm telling you, this man definitely is from Wisconsin. You've refreshed my memory on a lot of different things. But what I want to talk about is the strategy and your style of broadcasting. Talk a little bit about your style.
You know what, Jim? It's something I don't even think about because, to me, it is what it is, and that comes from being in the minor leagues. I think you develop when you're down there because you're starting to, you know, work on your craft and whatnot. But I did so many high school basketball and football games in Wisconsin and then, you know, kind of working your way up to minor league baseball. But I did as much football and basketball along the way and did 25 years of Big Ten basketball on television when I got here that, you know, I always kind of felt like I was a sports play-by-play guy, not just a baseball guy. So I guess if you talk to the nuns at St. Joe's, great school where I went, my report card always had a check mark, self-control, which was not good. So, you know, I guess I talked too much when I was a kid, and it was a good way to make a living. If you're not good enough to be a professional player, then to me this was the next best thing. And I think you have to be true to your personality. And too many times you hear guys kind of emulate who they've listened to growing up. And I was lucky talking about a fellow Wisconsinite, so Jim broke my heart when he went to Marquette instead of the University of Wisconsin. But we found out why. We won't go down there. But we had great broadcasters in Wisconsin, starting with Earl Gillespie, who did the old Milwaukee Braves games, and then did Green Bay Packers, and Gary Bender, and Jim Irwin, and Eddie Doucette. When the Milwaukee Bucks became an expansion team, there was no such term as in the toaster until there was Eddie Doucette, Skyhook. He was an incredible NBA play-by-play man that I don't think has ever gotten enough due. Gary Bender, I got to know Gary, Merle Harmon. I mean, we had phenomenal broadcasters that you were listening to them thinking, boy, I know I'm not as good as Hank Aaron, but it sure would be nice to be next to a Hank Aaron doing the baseball game.
Real quick, I want to follow up on this Wisconsin connection, though. Now, you're a few years younger than Jim, but Jim will tell anybody he was a legend in Wisconsin. Now, Tom, can you verify this? Yeah, how legendary was Jones?
I mean, I'm just...
Well, I'll tell you how much of a legend...
It's not bragging if it's a fact.
There you go. So, until there was Jim Jones, I knew there was Racine Horlick. I knew there was Racine Park. I knew there was Kenosha Tremper. I knew there were these schools down there between Milwaukee and Chicago. Nobody had ever heard of Racine St. Catharines.
Right.
So Jim put them on the map because we were like, well, this guy can't be any good. Where's Racine St. Catharines? Well, when he went to Marquette, we found out how good he was. Yeah. And, you know, that was also the beauty of Marquette and Al McGuire. They were so ahead of their time that Al McGuire never tried to keep guys back.
That's right.
And wanted them to go on and make a living. And that's why Al always got such great players. They were guys that Wisconsin was not going to be able to recruit against Al McGuire. Not many people could. So you knew that, if this guy's going to Marquette, well, here's another two losses. Because in those days, Wisconsin and Marquette at one time played each other home and home.
Yeah, they did. Rosie, I'm going to ask you the same thing. You know, what's your style? I mean, is there a foundational guideline as to how you approach the game?
Obviously, to make sure you hopefully the score matches up with the paper the next day. So yeah, obviously you want your details, but I think to Tom's point, I grew up in New Jersey, and in terms of baseball, when the sun went down, and this was before the apps where you can listen to every game, but when the sun went down and there were these big stations, we obviously got the Yankees and the Mets, and Phil Rizzuto was hilarious.
Yes.
And the Mets had Bob Murphy, who was a legend, so they were fun to listen to, but every once in a while you could pick up Baltimore and John Miller and Chuck Thompson coming in, or Philadelphia with Harry Callis. Sometimes Pittsburgh would come in. So you had all these different teams that you could listen to. But, Jim, I got to tell you, in the wintertime, during hoops time, I was probably a little bit too young to catch the end of when the Knicks were winning that title in 73, but still remember Marv Albert calling games for them. But the current Yankees announcer, John Sterling, I was an ABA junkie. New York Nets, Dr. Billy Paltz, John Williamson.
Oh, my.
And if you didn't know their nicknames with John Sterling doing the games, because it was Dr. J down in the low post to the Whopper, back out to Super John, the BT Express over here, you were lost. But me and grade school buddies, we loved the Nets. And when you were bringing up Carolina Cougars before, there was the Cougars and the Virginia Squires and all these teams that you know, nobody really followed, and we were on them and just loved it.
Well, you know, Lou Carnesecca was our coach that year. You know, he left St. John's.
Wow.
He was a Catholic coach. He worked for a Catholic institution, so you know they never got paid. You know, they never got paid any real money. So he went to the Nets. You know, Roy Bowe recruited him.
Wow.
And he went to the Nets for a couple of years, and that one year I was a rookie there. me and Billy Harris, who was a rookie for the hockey team, for the Islanders. We were called Million Dollar Babies, and we both flopped. So I remember those days.
Yeah, it was tremendous. The ABA, I was fortunate to be able to watch the last couple of years, and there weren't many teams left, but those that were there were some of the great players in the game.
Really good. We got to sneak in a quick timeout. Fun conversation. Hammy and Rosie joining us this week on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll hear more from the voices of the Guardians after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
One for all for one. The Cavs and the Cleveland Guardians. Now back to Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Welcome back. And again, a very special show this week. The voices of the Guardians. Tom Hamilton, Jim Rosenhaus joining us here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, right across the street from Progressive Field, as we talk broadcasting, some baseball, some basketball. And I want to circle back to what Tom mentioned earlier, and Jim, I'm sure you had influence as well. You mentioned some of the great announcers. A couple of weeks ago, I was back in my home turf, back in New England, and I drove by the house that I grew up in, listening to high school sports on a radio station in Nashua, New Hampshire, WSMN, Weather, Sports, Music, News. I can still remember it. And I thought, that's where the broadcasting bug bit me. Listening to this guy on WSMN calling Nashua High football and basketball, that's what I want to do. So what I want to ask you two is, do you remember when it first hit you? Man, that's what I want to do. I mean, you talked about your influences and listening, but when did you first realize I want to sit in a booth? Do you remember, Tom?
Yeah, when you're on a dairy farm, you have a lot of time to contemplate things. You know, I was too young to milk, but I'd go down to the barn with my dad. That view never changes. But just, you know, and again, you're dating yourself, but when you're on a transistor radio, sitting on a porch in Wisconsin, listening to a Milwaukee Braves game, wherever, that just seemed like Camelot. You know, one, you wanted to get off the farm. And look, I have great respect for anybody that farms. I have a greater appreciation for it now because I think our whole family had taught us a work ethic. But when you're a kid, you want to be in town. You want to be playing baseball and basketball and football games with everybody else in the city. Now, the city for us was 1,300 people with a stop sign, but that was a lot more foot traffic than on a dairy farm. But that's where it hit me. Everybody wants to be a pro athlete. But usually most of us find out in high school, that's not happening.
Rosie, you enjoyed listening, but when did you realize it's what I want to do?
You know, it's hard because when you're listening, you're thinking, well, I could never do that. I mean, these guys are great. So, like, how would you go from point A to point B and actually do that? And I don't think I really thought about that part of it till I got to college and actually was able to call a game. I had never called a game until college. I know nowadays, you know, seems like so many high school kids get an opportunity, but I had a chance to call a college basketball game for Lafayette on the student station. Then I thought, well, that was fun, and had a chance to do some football games and actually some baseball games as well. And that's when I thought, all right, maybe this could be a living. How to get to a major league opportunity, though, still seems so far-fetched. I mean, I started at a tiny radio station that it was a day timer. You had to turn it on in the morning. Right. Talk about pressure. Not being on the air, but I hope, you know, if I turn these right dials, this thing better come up, or the boss is going to call and say, where's the station at 6 a.m.? But, yeah, I mean, I guess along the way you meet different people and you start to figure out a path, and I was fortunate enough to get hired in the minor leagues, and then you just keep plugging away.
Jimmy, can I set up your answer? Because you've shared this with me.
What's that?
Your bug, as far as broadcasting, started with Joe always having you on the post-game show.
Yeah, having me on the post-game show and having a big yellow sheet of paper and telling me there's no such thing as himself. Himself. And he'd scribble it all there, and he'd scribble it all there, and he'd tear up the sheet. You're talking about learning. The only thing that saved him, he was so old, I think if I had punched him, I might have killed him. But that's how I learned, you know, by listening to Joe Tate. But also, I want to say this. Everything big starts small.
Isn't that true?
But it has to be in you.
Right.
I'm going to go out on a limb, but it's not too far out of a limb. Both of you guys like to read books.
Yes.
That's right. I'm a reader.
Yep.
You guys know that helps your diction, your flow.
Yeah.
Everything is reading. I read. I've got a library in my little apartment of about 600 books, and I'm reading everything I can get my hands on. And it helps our broadcast, doesn't it?
He takes half those books on the plane. Every time I look over, he's reading something different. He's immersed in a book.
And a book is still better than a Kindle.
Yes.
It is. No question about it.
Oh, this is so much fun. Having a lot of fun with Tom Hamilton, Jim Rosenhaus from the Guardians Radio Network. We'll get in a timeout. We've got one more segment with Hammy and Rosie. So stay with us on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
On July 24th, Rockin' Mortgage Fieldhouse and the Cleveland Cavaliers help host part of the 47th annual NOBLE Conference. NOBLE stands for National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives and consists of community leaders united in their mission to promote justice, equity, and excellence in the administration of justice. NOBLE's annual training conference and exhibition is a gathering of leaders from across the world that encompasses law enforcement, corporate, government, education, and civic industries. Over 1,400 attendees participating in training workshops, youth leadership training, business meetings, regional caucuses, and award celebrations. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with the second half of Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Talking Guardians Baseball with Hammy and Rosie on Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Now, once again, here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play.
This might be the best baseball song there is. John Fogerty, of course, from CCR. Welcome back. We're having so much fun with Hammy and Rosie as they join us for this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Jim, you want to get things started here in our third and final segment?
Well, we've got to talk Tito. What is Tito like, Rosie?
Tom would know better because he interviews him every day.
But oh, just, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
From my perspective, he's been wonderful.
Here's Tito in a nutshell. I met some people at Flannery's Pub for lunch that are from Seattle. I went the wrong way, and I was coming up the 4th Street alley. Tito hollers at me. What the hell are you doing? He's sitting on his scooter wondering what I'm doing. This is the major league manager, a Hall of Famer to be. On his scooter, we talked for a little bit, and out the alley he goes. A car almost hits him because they can't believe it's Tito. Tito waves and keeps going. That's Tito. There is not one pretentious bone in his body. He's as good a manager as the game has ever met. He's also a better person. And, Jim, if I could sum up Tito one other way. So we go to the World Series in 16. The next spring in 2017, people want to get a picture of the American League championship trophy with Tito. And Tito goes, great. But he goes, everybody in this building, and that includes the janitors, that includes the people that clean the ballpark, I won't do it unless everybody gets the same opportunity, and I'll do this for the next 3 days. And everybody, part-time, full-time, no matter where you are on the food scale, so to speak, all got a picture with Tito because he insisted on it. How big a deal do you think that was for some people that were like, Tito wants to get a picture with me?
Yes.
That's Tito. He doesn't think he's better than anyone.
You know, he used to surprise us because, you know, we went to the NBA Finals four straight years against the Warriors, and we get off our bus, and I see this golf cart coming down, and there's two guys that I don't know who the other person was, and I'm looking, and it's just Tito. He's spitting, and he said, okay, guys, I'm going in with you. I mean, he's just – I mean, he loves basketball.
He's got courtside seats at the University of Arizona in Tucson, where he lives in the off season. He had season tickets for the Cavs. Mm-hmm. And he finally had to give them up because just couldn't get there enough. And, Jim, he knows the game.
Yes.
He was a really good player. When he managed Michael Jordan in Double A, when Michael took the year off.
That's right.
So here's a quick story. I better make it quick.
No, you're good.
I don't want to take
plenty
Rosie's
of time.
No, you're good.
Michael Jordan impressed enough that he got invited to the Arizona Fall League, where all your top minor league prospects come. Tito's one of the coaches. Tito was a really good basketball player in high school. They start playing pickup games with Michael Jordan. Word starts to spread around the valley. Michael Jordan is playing pickup games during the Arizona Fall League after baseball. So now Tito says he played it like you and I played it. Winner stays on the court. Not AAU where I don't care if I lose, I got another game at 2 o'clock.
That's right.
You lose, you wait an hour
or
2 hours before. Anyhow, Tito says, we've won five in a row. I'm dead. I'm dead. We're down one. Tito takes the shot, misses it. They take it the other way, slam it, win the game. They're walking off the court. Tito says, I'm crawling off the court. And Michael is furious. He hollers from behind Tito, Tito, I always take the last shot. Tito keeps walking. Yeah, whatever. Michael Jordan comes around, pokes him in the chest. I always take the last shot.
Wow.
And as he spins away and walks away, Tito goes, hey, Michael, now you know what it's like for me to watch you try to hit a curve.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh,
yes.
I love it. I love it.
Michael Jordan dropped to his knees laughing so hard. And they, to this day, are extremely tight.
Great story.
Really? That's
very, very tight.
All the stories Hammy has shared with me, I've never heard that one. But, Jim, you and I have talked about, both on air and off air, the similarities between Tito and JB.
Yes.
Growing up around the game.
I know they talk all year round.
Do they?
They've become pretty tight, but Tito with his dad, JB with Bernie Bickerstaff, that clubhouse experience from a little guy, knowing what it takes not only to coach, but to interact and massage personalities if you have to. Tito's a master at that. And,
you know, I think he's at his best in spring training near the end, when they might have to release somebody or at least send them down to AAA. He was there as a player. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He's honest with guys, and I think they appreciate that, the way he handles that, because I think for him that might be the hardest part of his spring, is letting guys at the end of the roster who, you know, obviously wouldn't have that much impact on your team. They're not superstars, but I think that's hard for him.
There's empathy there.
Yeah.
You know?
He's human.
Because he knows, exactly, Jim. He knows that some of these guys, it's the end of the line. He's basically telling them you have to get another career. And that's not easy.
Hammy, you mentioned Tito's Hall of Fame bound. I think you will be someday in the Ford Frick wing. So I want to ask you, this past week, you called a no-hitter down in Houston. Now, it's against the Guardians, but you gave it as much energy much passion because you're calling history. How much do you rise to the moment when you understand something very special is happening or about to happen?
I appreciate the kind words. I hope I don't. I hope I treat every game that way. Now, look, there are special moments. That was a special moment. I mean, Rosie and I are sitting there watching history. We didn't pay to get in, and we have the best seat in the house. So if you can't be engaged with that, then it's time to get into a different line of work. So I've seen 7 no-hitters now, all of them against the Indians/Guardians. So I'm getting real experienced at calling a no-hitter against Cleveland.
So Lenny's is still the last one.
Yeah, 1981.
Len Barker.
Oh, Lenny.
And Joe called it on his birthday and his anniversary.
Really?
That was Joe Tate's birthday and anniversary the night.
Wow.
Big Lenny.
So Joe was working on his birthday and anniversary, but quite a celebration.
Was Joe ever not working doing the NBA and Major League Baseball?
Jim, final question before we let these guys fly?
No, I just want to say that all of you guys set the standard for all of us.
Oh, thank you.
You know, because our fans, they go from one sport to the other. And if there's no continuity and if there's not a certain level of intellect and information given, you know, they'll let us know. So I just want to thank you for being part of this whole Cleveland sports experience. Thank you guys very much.
Well, thank you. And again, Jim, I mean, we're not trying to throw bouquets at each other, but when you have a former player that accomplished what you did and then works as hard at broadcasting, that's a gift to the audience. Because Rosie and I and Tim will all be the first to say, whether you're an ex-basketball player, Major League player, you guys see things the rest of us will never see and give us insight and teach us every night that we listen to a ball game. So it's been an honor to be with yourself along with Tim. And I've almost forgiven you for not being a bachelor.
Later in the year, we've got to tell that story. We've got to tell that story.
Yeah.
Because all those parties are probably dead. I'm 73, so I don't think we step on too many people's feet.
At this point, does it matter?
To the Wisconsin alums, it does. Rosie, final thoughts?
I'd just like to say, we have the easier job because we always hear people say, oh, I'm out on my boat on the lake. I'm in the backyard having a cold one. You guys, you're getting people through nasty winters in Northeast Ohio. That's heavy lifting, and you do a great job with it.
Thank you.
Always enjoyable to listen to you guys, for sure.
And by the way, I'm sure I speak for all of us, Jim and I here representing the Cavaliers, the two of you representing the Guardians, want to send out heartfelt thoughts to Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns. He did the Hall of Fame game, and we wish him nothing but the best in his recovery.
Okay.
So, again, you know,
he is good, good people, isn't he? And
yes,
talk about
is.
Tough.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. So, again, Jimmy, we wish you the best. Guys, I cannot thank you enough. This has been such a pleasure. Let's do it annually.
We'd love it. Thank you for including us.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Again, Hammy and Rosie, Tom Hamilton, Jim Rosenhaus from the Guardians Radio Network joining us this week on Cavs HQ. Jim, we've got a special guest coming up, Ryan Saunders.
Yeah.
The son of Flip Saunders is going to be spending a few moments with us. Ryan and the Saunders family taking part in a very special event today, Sunday, over in Brooklyn Heights. So we'll talk to Ryan after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
You're experiencing Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Once again, here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Welcome back. It's Cavs HQ. Great to have you with us on this Sunday. And boy, a very special guest joining us. If you're an NBA basketball fan, you go back into the late 90s, into the 2000s, one of the great NBA coaches at that time was Flip Saunders, who, of course, had a remarkable career on a few benches, 11 years with Minnesota, a few with Detroit and Washington. And sadly, Flip passed away in 2015, but his son Ryan has carried on the coaching legacy, and the family has Northeast Ohio roots, Flip and his family from Cuyahoga Heights. And later today, there is going to be a very special presentation in Brooklyn Heights for a park that the Saunders family has had so much to do with and has helped formulate. So we're really thrilled to have talk about that. And his role in the Denver Nuggets winning the NBA title this year, Ryan Saunders, the son of Flip and currently an assistant coach with the Denver Nuggets. Hey, Ryan, great to have you on. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Tim. Great to be with you guys. And like you said, my family has deep ties to the Cleveland area, and we're really excited to be a part of something here today, just to be a part of the community and see some people and really, really dedicate a special area, not just a basketball court, but park and pickleball courts and everything, in my father's name. So we're super excited to be here in Cleveland.
So give us a quick synopsis, Ryan, as to how this all came together and the particulars as far as today's event is concerned.
Yeah, well, my mom did most of the work.
usually do.
as it always happens, there's, especially in pro sports, the women, they're the ones who make all the sacrifices, who do all the hard stuff. And then, guys like me, my father, when he was around, we get to jump on and hang with you guys and talk about, how much fun it's going to be to shoot hoops out there and do those types of things. So, my mother, Debbie, she, spent a lot of time, obviously, with my dad, met at the University of Minnesota, would come back to the Brooklyn Heights area. I'm sure he drug her down there to, shoot and watch him work out a little bit too at, his favorite court in Brooklyn Heights. So, we always knew once he passed away, we wanted to find ways to honor him and, give her a lot of credit that, she didn't want to just do things, just to kind of, just do them just for publicity or just do things as the money, would come into the Flip Saunders Legacy Fund, which we're really grateful that people have stepped up over years. She wanted to be smart with that and where we put that money. And, this sounded like a great place to do it. We knew it was a place dear to my dad's heart. His brother Greg, also, who tragically passed away last year, they had great times there. And then Mark Termini, longtime friend, attorney, sports agent, he did incredible amount of work working with a number of folks within the Brooklyn Heights area and the park, just to really spearhead this and make it something that's going to be really special for everybody around there.
Ryan, I just want to say from the top that your dad was a class guy. He had the ability to relate to any and everybody. And and I know coming up, they weren't rich, a silver spoon, even a golden spoon. Probably didn't even have spoons. But your dad's family, he talked about his father quite a bit. And I know that whole family is very close, your sister and everybody else and mom. Yeah. And I met all of them through Kayla. Let me tell you a short story. Mark hooked it up where Kayla was going to be interviewed by your dad for an opening at Minnesota. Uh-huh. So they met around noon. They had lunch. She came back. She said, "Dad, I got the job." And later on, I heard that Flip said, "Oh, I didn't have to offer it. She took the job."
Hey, that's the way it should be with him. Don't let him go back to his car, go back to his office where he gets sidetracked with something else.
Right. So the point is that we're all tied at the hip. You have a fantastic family.
Absolutely.
You won't say it, but I will. They didn't give you enough time to develop that talent. Now you know in Minnesota, but now you know that it does work because you're with a franchise that stayed with a couple of kids through rain and sleet and snow, and 8 years later, they're world champs. Talk a little bit about that.
I appreciate, all the kind words, and, our family feels the same way about you guys and the Chones, and just we have a lot of fond memories, especially working with Kayla in Minnesota, so really grateful that, our paths crossed there, and I'm grateful for my time in Minnesota, whether it be, as an assistant or as the head coach there. I feel proud of my time there, every team, my father always used to talk about this is, there's always seasons, in the NBA, quote unquote seasons, but then there's seasons of an organization. And sometimes those seasons can be, 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. And that might mean, it's a development time.
Right.
Or it's a time to go from a good team to, maybe having a tough loss in the playoffs propels you to be a great team. And I feel very fortunate to be there for some development years in Minnesota. There's still a lot of great people there. But then I also feel unbelievably fortunate to be with the Nuggets. And this last year, just to be around a group that I've never been a part of a more selfless group of individuals. And I'm not just talking about, players. I'm talking about, coaches, front office members, training staff. No matter what, there was one goal. And every day that goal was to be better than the day before, with the ultimate goal of trying to win an NBA championship. And I tell you, I've never seen a group buy in to an organization the way this whole group did. But then also, I've never seen a group give something up of themselves. As everybody wants, individual glory and statistics and everything, but I've never seen players give up playing time, something that they really wanted, to work towards a greater goal. And a lot of that goes to Nikola Jokic and just how he approaches every day and his workmanlike attitude. It's just been really, really special to be around that group.
Ryan, final question for you. The Cleveland connections are all over the place here between you and Jim Jones and, of course, Cavs head coach J.B. Bickerstaff when he was in Minnesota with your dad in the organization, and Mike Malone, former Cavs assistant coach, the head coach now in Denver that you serve with. Just talk about Mike and, as Jim alluded to earlier, the perseverance and the patience to guide this thing through the end. Your thoughts and really what you learned from Mike Malone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't have enough time to talk about all that because the way he approaches the game, it's really special. And, being with him this last year made me a better coach, made me better in a lot of ways. And I think something that, he's very fiery as coaches should be on the sideline, but something that doesn't get talked about enough is he's a great family man. Watching him and his daughters, in terms of volleyball, very good volleyball players. Watching how proud he would get coming to the office, being able to separate, the winning, the coaching, but also into family time. That was something that I really took, having two young kids, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. It was really special to watch. So, I'm really grateful to be a part of that organization. And quick fun story, JB is actually a close friend of mine. When I was going to the University of Minnesota on my recruiting visit, he was transitioning out of there. I think he was going to work for the Timberwolves in some capacity, but he was actually one of the guys on my kind of hosting me on my recruiting visit. So he, JB, and kind of recruiting me there, and we kept in touch, and we actually talk a great deal, you know, throughout the year, and I think he's doing an unbelievable job in Cleveland, and really look forward to seeing what he's able to do, with that group moving forward, because they got a lot of great pieces.
Well, what happened on the recruiting visit will stay on the recruiting visit. But Ryan, you mentioned family. It comes full circle. Congratulations to you and the Saunders family for the event that will take place today in Brooklyn Heights. Your father left an incredible legacy. So to you and your mom and the family, again, congratulations. And congratulations on a world championship in Denver. Man, that's awesome.
Congratulations, Ryan.
Thanks, fellas. It's great talking to you guys, and hope we can do it again sometime. You got my number now.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose it, I'll tell you that.
Don't lose it.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Saunders joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. That was special. And again, a very special event today in Brooklyn Heights. Park dedication in his dad's name, Flip Saunders. We'll take a timeout. We'll put the finishing touches on this week's show. Stay with us. We're coming back after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse. It's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Huge thanks to Ryan Saunders. Boy, what a special day for the Saunders family and the city of Brooklyn Heights today. And Jim, earlier, Hammy and Rosie. That was some fun chatting with Tom and Jim.
Well, it's baseball season right now, and the Guardians and the Houston Astros are my favorite team. And they just picked up Verlander. I'm sorry, Verlander. You want to see how much I know about baseball. And they just picked up Verlander. And I make a prediction, Marty, that they're going to repeat.
All right. Yeah, Verlander's a huge addition to them. So, it's been a fun show. We're glad you dialed in. We'll talk again next week on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. So until then, so long, everybody.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.